Hello, welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Today's show is on Who Determines Options Pricing, a topic that is of interest to every investor. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Supporting documentation for any claims will be supplied upon request. So let's get back to the topic of who determines options pricing. Here to talk to me today is Bill Ryan, Managing Director of NYSE Amex Options. Welcome to you, Bill.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
How long have you been involved in the options industry, Bill?
Well, Joe, I've been involved for over 20 years. And currently, I work at the options department at the New York Stock Exchange. And I market our options floors and systems to order flow providers and liquidity providers. And I also serve as an instructor for the Options Industry Council, conducting seminars for the general public.
Wow. I'm sure that keeps you busy. Well, thanks for joining us. And from OIC's call center, we have Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Darren, welcome. And what's your role there?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I work to educate investors and financial industry professionals about the risks and potential rewards of exchange-traded options on the help desk at the 888 Options and in our live seminars. I also write, review, and update content for the optionseducation.org website. And because I actually work for the Options Clearing Corporation, I help investors better understand the clearing process as it relates to options.
Great. Well, let's delve right into today's topic. There are a number of factors that go into determining option prices. Bill, would you like to start?
Well, sure, Joe. The key component is really the options pricing model. And in that pricing model, there's five inputs, and that's the underlying stock price, the strike price, days till expiration, volatility, and interest rates. All of these go into a pricing model, and the result is a theoretical value. And that theoretical value is just that. It's theoretical. It's a place to start pricing options.
I like to use the idea of an insurance contract as it relates to options. For one, you have a strike price. The strike prices can be considered like the deductible for an insurance policy. For two, it's a contract, an insurance contract, an option contract. It's a contract between two parties. Secondly, you also have the time factor. Typically, when we buy an insurance contract, we go out 3 months or 6 months in time, and options are very similar. They have a time factor associated with the premium and with their cost. Typically, the higher the time, the longer rather the time, the higher the premiums. And the risk factor is an important concept in options pricing, as it is in terms of an insurance policy. For example, think of a teenage driver compared to an experienced married driver. Insuring the teenage driver carries a lot more risk. Now, compare a highly volatile stock in the technology sector with no earnings, for example, to a mature dividend-paying company whose share price tends to be relatively stable over time. Clearly, the more volatile technology stock is higher cost to insure using options than it would be with the other security that is not as volatile.
Darren, that analogy hits home. Now, Bill, what other factors do you think there are to consider?
Well, one thing that everybody has to understand is the role liquidity providers play on our floors in the options market. Now, the liquidity providers take those theoretical values that come out of the option pricing models, and they create option quotes. So they get that theoretical value, and they surround it with a bid and an offer. And it's by an increment, and that increment could be 5 cents, could be 10 cents. It depends on the liquidity provider. So they take that theoretical value as a starting point for them. They create their bids and offers, and those bids and offers get sent out for the world to see. And they use those quotes to attract buyers and sellers. So depending on where they price they put their quote, they'll attract either buyers or sellers.
And Darren, you were about to say?
Right. Well, the liquidity providers are out there, and they do provide bids and offers, but individual customers can come in there, and if they feel that the option is worth more, they can always put in a bid to buy it at a higher price than the existing bid, or if they feel that it's they want to sell the contract, and they can come in there and offer to sell it. Maybe they feel it's a little bit high on the ask side, so they can come in and offer to sell theirs at a lower price. So it's really a combination of the liquidity providers on the exchange and the investing world that sees these prices out there.
Interesting. So whether it's a professional investor or a retail investor, they can make that best bid or best offer in the marketplace.
Well, just to take what Darren said a step further, if you have a quote of a $1.25 bid offered at $1.35 and a customer thinks that $1.30 is the right price, they put their $1.30 bid or offer out there and they've changed the market. They've changed the quotes.
You know, does volatility come into play with, you know, these bids and offers?
Sure. You know, volatility, anybody that studies option pricing knows that volatility has a big impact on options prices. And the higher the volatility, the higher the option prices will be. And the lower the volatility, the lower the option prices will be.
And is that for both calls and puts?
For both calls and puts, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more highly volatile a security is, again, back to the teenage driver, more risky. So the more volatility in the underlying security, there's more risk in that stock. And that's where we'll find option premiums will tend to be elevated.
Okay. That's pretty clear. Bill?
Well, one thing that we didn't talk about was, you know, the supply and demand component of option prices. Let's go back to the liquidity provider again. And this person makes option prices in order to make a living. So they're trying to attract buyers and sellers. And maybe they attract too many buyers at one time. So they put a $1.25 bid out there, they buy 50, 100, 150 contracts, they buy too many, and they decide that they don't need any more of these, and now they have to sell them. So they adjust their prices so that the sell side is more attractive than the buy side.
Darren, anything to add?
Well, I always like to use the analogy, too, of when we think about, for example, hurricane insurance. It always tends to be more expensive when there's a hurricane brewing in the Gulf, and option prices will tend to be more expensive during times of economic turmoil. For example, back in the 2008 and early 2009, we had a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknown characteristics going on in the market, and option premiums tended to reflect that.
Boy, we sure did have a lot of volatility, you know, in the markets at that time. Well, again, to wrap it up, guys, is there anything you want to add, you know, with regards to option pricing?
Well, I would like to point out that options are derivatives, that there's certain characteristics that must hold. For example, an option must trade at least at its intrinsic value. Furthermore, longer-term options will have to trade at the same or higher premiums than their near-term counterparts at the same strike prices. There's also a relationship between calls and put prices and the underlying stock price, of course. I got a call a couple weeks back from an investor who was questioning why a particular put option was trading for 40 cents. And I started to point out to him, well, if we looked at the call and the call price and the stock price and we looked at the put price, we could start to see that there's a relationship there.
And that relationship can be best explained by put-call parity, which would be a subject for another day. But put-call parity involves doing reversals and conversions and using that arbitrage opportunity. And those arbitrage opportunities keep put and call prices in line.
Well, good to touch on that, Bill. You mentioned, you know, the put-call parity, the conversions, reversals. I think all of that will be topics for another day. But I want to thank you both for being here.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to be here. Always like talking about options.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your thoughts. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again to Bill and Darren for joining me on today's show. Bill teaches many OIC seminars on the East Coast, so look for him on our seminar circuit. Darren also teaches OIC seminars, but you can also touch base with him through our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. You can speak to him or any of our experienced staff. Also, be sure to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org. There are a lot of resources and tools on our site that will help you to better understand options. I hope this show on Who Determines Options Pricing has been informative. If you have any feedback on the show, email me at options@theocc.com. Please join us next time on Options Talk with OIC. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.